Episode 53, going back door. Shut the front door, it's going back door.
Do that one more time.
Nope. You only get one. Welcome back. This is episode 53, going back door. You're joined again by your boy Todd and your other lovely co-host, Dalton.
Co-host?
Wait a minute. Who said I'm the co-host?
Me.
That's fine. It's fine. You can be... We'll act like this is SDR. You can be Big J and be your comedian self. Just remember, I own you. That's right. I own you.
We're just going to start stealing podcast bits now. Okay. All right.
No. This is stealing a bit. This is just like...
Stealing their image?
No. SDR? Have you ever seen it?
No. I have no idea.
It's a podcast with Big J.
Okay.
And I can't remember the other guy's name, but he's a co-owner of Gas Digital Network. So... I own you.
We're literally co-owners.
That's not what the contract says.
We have never signed anything because we don't make money. We are so far in the red's negative. Yeah, we're so far in the red.
I'm sorry. I'm too delusional to understand what you're saying right now. What?
We built a couch out of all the red we're in, brother.
What do you mean we're in the red?
We're
like financially we're doing great.
We have sunk thousands of dollars into this podcast.
I don't know. Into this. Hey, where's this we? What is this we we're talking about right now?
Hey, I spent a lot of money on the initial startup, brother. Brother.
Yeah, and you've continued to spend a lot of money. I haven't spent a dime. I don't know what you're talking about.
So what? I'm a financial backer. That's
all this. All this equipment. Yeah, you purchased without knowing.
I found your debit card, and then I opened up a line of credit.
Debit card. I found your bank information. I got a number and a routing number, and hey, we were good to go.
Dalton started a line of credit all the way to the Alps.
You also own a boat, sort of.
Thanks.
You've never seen it though, so.
Hey, that's good. That's good. Boat owners, two favorite days. First day he buys it, and the day he sails it.
That microphone is right in front of your face.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
It's
reminds me of your dad.
It's going to bug me the entire time I'm editing.
Why? Because I'm hiding behind it like I'm fucking Leafy and it's 2015. Is he fucking retarded?
Todd's afraid to show his face after this past week.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So we went to Indiana. His set went fine. It went great. I edited the video together for him with our new, and we're proud to announce this, Going Back, or GBD Studios. I already fucked that up.
The fucking launch was so best.
Okay, let me redo this, okay?
Can I handle this, Daddy? I'm the words guy. Come on.
Should I do this in promo style? I'm going to do this
yeah,
in promo
no, of course do it in a fucking promo style. What do you mean?
Listen.
There we go.
There have been many, and I mean many, podcast networks that have came before us.
Yeah.
Many.
Yeah.
You got Spotify.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Not Spotify.
Whoa.
It's a platform. Let me think about this for a minute.
Yeah.
You got Gas Digital.
Yeah.
You got a...
Kill Squad, yeah.
Kill Squad, you know what? You start naming them off.
You got Kill Squad. You got the whole Tiger Belly gang. I know they're like a union. Your mom's house.
That's a good one. Yeah, your mom's house. But none of these, and I mean none of these, compare to what we have launching today. Today it is pretty much launched, sort of half-assedly. Not the launch hasn't been great. It's a couple images and a couple videos, and there's not a whole lot to go off of. It's not really that...
Approximately 7 hours of work Dalton has accomplished for around 12 minutes of video.
It took me 5 hours. And the website has been half-assed changed. It will be more... There will be more studio, GBD Studio stuff to come into the website, but GBD Studio is the new thing we are launching.
It is an LLC we will be using for tax purposes, so any of our travel expenses will now be business expenses. Thank you, government, for listening to our TED Talk.
And Todd, as the businessman, is going to get these LLCs. So
yep,
yeah, that was that. That's your responsibility, dog. That and marketing. You got to figure out who we're what we're doing there.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's technically my part.
I'll just keep saying it at the end of sets. That's about the best I got.
You keep doing that then, doggy. I'm just going to start stealing people's sayings. I noticed that last week when I kept saying baby boy when I was editing. I was like, oh my god, I stole that from somewhere. I can't remember. I think that might be another Lewisism.
Yeah, that's
Jesus Christ.
Another Lewis J. Gomez great.
Yeah, oh jeez, and I just said doggy. This Puerto Rican's going to fuck me up. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
He's got a bad knee, though.
Oh, jeez.
Sweep the leg, Dalton. Sweep the leg.
No, no, no. I want nothing to do with Lewis. Nothing to do with Lewis. Not like nothing to do with, like, if he wanted to do this podcast or he wanted us to come on Real Ass Podcast.
I'll suck his dick.
I'd shit myself, okay? Shit myself. I'd be thrilled. Todd would suck his dick. So there is that, Lewis. You get a free dick suck. So
you bald fuck.
Yeah, we're going to tag him in this. That's what's going to happen. We're going to tag him in this. It's going to be great.
Lewis J. Gomez is a white supremacist.
If you want to suck Todd off at crackers at some point, wait 6 months. He'll be back at crackers.
I'll be back in 6 months and still be the second best comedian there, you stupid bitch.
Who's the first? Al?
Yeah. I'll give it to Al.
Yeah, I learned today that I do not like fucking editing comedy.
Yeah, why?
Okay, let me rephrase that. The like editing the videos and the audio was not hard because I've been doing that for a couple years now. Mm. So subtitles are a bitch, man. You know?
I would assume yes. Yes. But it is something that is very important for clips.
Yes, it is. I think next time we just might just do it for clips.
Yeah.
Because when you told me that, I was like, oh, I could have cut these into clips and then just subtitled the clips that you wanted.
That was the plan, yeah.
And
to only do it on the clips that went well.
So I edited the whole thing and didn't cut anything, and now I'm going to have to go back in and re-edit and probably put more of that stupid-ass logo that I came up with.
It's a pretty good logo. I like it.
With the smoke. There's a video logo and there's a picture logo. There's a couple different logos. They're pretty cool. Fire. One is right above us right now. As you can see, it's the video one. It will be joining us every week from now on until eternity. Also with that, I also want to announce that if you do go to the website right now, on the top bar thingy, whatever they call that shit, on the website, there is a GBD Studio. You click on that. It's going to take you to another page that's going to have a kind of like our email thing that we already have on the main page of goingbackdoor.com. You click on that. We're getting the advertisements early. You click on that and you can sign, you fill out the information there and you can sign up, and either if I like your idea, maybe we know each other, maybe we could do a podcast. So I'm wanting to turn goingbackdoor.com into a multi podcast website. So,
and stand up clips coming.
Yes. Stand up clips coming. Literally coming. I am coming to them. So
coming in your back door.
It's going to be my other page, but it's going to be with
that's the people's only mothers.
It's going to be the new podcast I'm going to do.
Only fans. Okay.
No. It's not going to be like that. I'm just going to discuss.
You're just going to discuss world events while just railing out the viewer's mom.
No. It's going to be me asking about how they were conceived.
And how was the first one? Oh, it was the back of a Ford Focus around 1995. Ooh, that's kind of gross.
You were bent over what? Did you just say an ironing board? Holy shit.
When you're into BDSM, but you're poor. Your sex swing was just a hammock?
You got one titty burn off? Are you finished? Holy shit.
You put your mouth right on a ketchup stain in the seat's upholstery? That's kind of gross.
No wonder your son's a little bit off, huh? So, nothing big titties. Or, well, the one.
Okay. Whew. Speaking of incredible boobs, John Morant. John Morant has been suspended indefinitely from the league.
Has he really?
Yeah. Yeah. The Minnesota said they were done with him for now. He's still on the team. They still
Memphis?
Yeah, I don't know why I said Minnesota. Okay. Yeah, Memphis.
Oh my God, he can't play in Minnesota anymore? Whatever will we do? Oh my God, the great people of Minneapolis will never get to see Ja Morant again? Oh my God. Oh my God, poor Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I mean, I'd say poor Ja Morant, but God damn it, who wants to play in that fucking shithole place?
Yeah, but Ja Morant's been suspended for indefinitely. They said he needs to do some growth and healing processes.
Hey, look, John Morant.
that's what brought it up. I saw him over on the screen. I was like, hey, look, he looks a lot younger and looks like a kid that went to private school.
So does this mean does this mean Kobe White is the number one point guard out of that draft? Can we say it? Can I say that now?
The number one active point guard.
He's the number one active point guard from that draft. Suck my dick, Memphis.
I'll give you
suck
that.
My dick. Kobe White is your daddy. How about that, huh? How you feel about that one, huh? Good luck having your whole franchise based on Dylan Brooks and his piss-poor offense. You miserable, poor hillbillies.
Yeah.
That's right. You salt of the earth. Motherfuckers.
Fucking look, girl in the world's food, you fucking pieces of shit.
They don't even do that. I think they literally play country music and that's all they do. They don't even, you don't grow crops, you pussies. You don't do anything. When like,
get some flatland, you fucking scrubs, and grow some crops, you fucking bitch.
All you do in Memphis, this is what you do. You grab your guitar, you play it for about 15 minutes, and then you take your nice shiny boots and you walk down the hallway and fuck your sister. That's what you do in Memphis, okay?
Hey, yo.
So, your incest asses and fan base can suck.
You know
my
what,
dick.
Dalton? I'm going off script. Fuck you. Yeah, I hope that's awful. I'm tired of that.
Do you see the sound waves? Yeah, it's going to be fucking awful.
Yeah, it is.
And it's staying in.
Fuck yeah, it is, brother.
I don't care.
Fuck yeah, it is. But I'm out here raw dogging the mic like I was out there raw dogging your mother last night.
Met your mom this weekend. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. I didn't say one word to her because I didn't, you know. I'm horrible at meeting people.
I didn't even introduce her to anybody. I just kind of walked her in, sat her down, and then just left.
Wow.
Went and hung out with Al.
Wow.
And we're just like, fuck, what are we going to do, dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, my phone died while I was looking up a reference for a little kid's animation show for a joke. The thing I came on stage and asked the crowd, like, for the name of the movie.
Luca thing?
Yeah, and everyone thought it was, like, the setup for a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was just me being a dumb fuck. I literally had typed into Google that gay little Italian mermaid movie. Because it's in Italy, and the two little boys.
And he said Luca. And then the next thing you said about the heroin addict thing, that was...
Yeah, that was the actual joke. That was the one-liner I wanted to say.
Okay.
I just needed a piece of the information.
It made it very good that you set it up for that guy.
Yeah.
So yeah. That was very clever. I was proud of you for that.
Also, the other one-liner about the other comedian, that was
fucking
hilarious.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I think you did very good at your crowd work was okay. It was pretty good.
That's the best it's ever gone, honestly, by far.
You did decently. I feel like Thursday would have been a good time for me to go up.
Yeah.
Since there wasn't a whole lot of people there.
Yeah, it was not a big crowd. It was an intimate crowd. They were laughing a lot. I mean,
I really missed... I shit the bed. I missed an opportunity there.
Yeah.
I will admit that.
In the beginning, they weren't great, and then they warmed up about halfway through.
Yeah. I thought... what was his name? Jerry? The guy that started off?
Yeah, the host Jerry. He was fucking funny.
What was his last name?
Not a fucking clue.
Not a fucking clue. Older guy. Indianapolis. Great dude. Hilarious. He was pretty funny. Can't remember his name to save my life, but his last name. I feel like we heard it, but
probably. I even have a business card, and it doesn't have his name on it.
Wow.
Yeah, it has the lady he was with.
Yeah, we're going to say it was Jerry Seinfeld and move on.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld was there.
Yeah. Todd sucked his dick in the back.
What's the deal with fucking bathroom blowjobs?
So Todd will be touring with Jerry Seinfeld in the next 6 months. So look forward to that.
I would sacrifice you on an altar to do that. Ripping out your still beating heart to the god Jerry Seinfeld. Yes.
If you leave me for Jerry Seinfeld, I will go full Rocky training in Russia, and I will find you, and I will kill you. That's what I will do.
Good.
I will go full Rocky montage.
Beating your meat a bunch.
You're the best around. No, you're the best around.
This is going to be a compilation of you eating, like, nutting into a glass, putting eggs in it, drinking it, and then just working out.
Anyways.
Don't act like you never taste your own nut, boy.
No. Have you? Like, okay, hold up. Hold the phone. Was this on accident?
Yeah, I mean, of course. Why the fuck would it be on purpose?
I don't know. Maybe you were what to test the waters.
There's always mistakes in war and in love, Jimbo. I was cranking my meat as a young lad.
I've never tasted my own.
At a sitting at a strange angle, and I busted onto my face.
I've never tasted my own, but I have tasted Jerry Seinfeld's, and it's pretty nice.
Pretty kosher.
Oh yeah, a little salty.
Yeah, it was a good time in Indy.
Yeah.
Great time. There was a new host. I had never met him before.
Yeah. Who was okay? So you're not backstage. It's like an upper thing that all the comics are in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
it was the weirdest time. No one talked.
Nobody talked.
None of the comics talked. That's why Al and I just went and sat on the bar on the side.
Really?
Yeah, no one fucking talked to us. And like, I went up and I talked to Aardvark, of course, because he's the boy, the dog. Yeah.
He seemed really cool. I liked him.
He's honestly like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a little fucking nuts and you can tell, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Fuckboy Island guy, he was kind of a dick.
He seemed like he sucked.
And then after he ate dicks and realized that everyone he asked who they were there to see was me, he was nice to me then, which was fucking awkward.
That's weird as shit.
Yeah, which, if you go to dap somebody up, future reference, would you go like this? A complete horizontal handshake to a guy that just leaned over.
You go like this.
You would go like, something like that.
Like, you go up like this. It's the bear claw, right? And then you go, boom. And then you bring him in.
No, he was wanting to do this dumbass little fucking frat boy white. Just put your hand horizontal. Horizontal. He was wanting to do something like, ha! Like, he literally fucking snapped. And I leaned over.
So he went full Chappelle Show crackhead on your ass. Yeah. He literally went. There it is.
Yeah.
He literally went full snap.
Yeah.
Full snap.
Yeah. Full snap. Yeah. And I started off this interaction by leaning forward and being like, hey, good luck, bro.
This Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Hey, good luck, bro.
Cutter cut off.
And then he proceeded to do the horizontal. I couldn't snap on the mic of my hand, but yeah.
Wow.
Did you like that act out? That was pretty good.
That was rough. That was actually not
you
bad.
You should see what I'm going to do to your dad later.
Jesus Christ. And this is why the website and GBD Studios is probably going to be a fail. It's fine.
What do you mean? Why? What does that have to do with it?
The gays are going to cancel us.
Not for me banging your dad, though. It's for when I say...
What? What? Is it something that starts with an F and ends with a G?
Forget me nots?
Forget me not in your nut in your asshole.
Dalton never forgets about a nut in his asshole. If you've come in Dalton, you're entitled to financial compensation.
No, no other person has came in my asshole. I only come in my asshole.
Logistically, how does that happen?
I have got a very large, very bendable penis.
At full mass, it's still just like a wacky waving arm inflatable tube man.
Yeah. It's easier if you go down between the legs and then instead of around.
Yeah, of course. You would wrap it.
Yeah.
Wrap it down.
Yeah, you gotta wrap it down.
With your taint.
Wrap it down around your nuts, you know. And then go back through the gooch, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you get a little rub on the gooch the entire time, too. It's pretty nice. You should try it. Oh, wait, you can't because you have a tiny dick.
You're not wrong.
Little boy. Little boy dick.
There's two people from my mom's hometown, which was fucking crazy.
What was the town called?
Kokomo.
Kokomo?
Yeah, Kokomo, Indiana.
I'm going to have to do some more editing on those fucking video clips.
Why did you?
Kokomo?
Yeah, Kokomo, Indiana.
Kokomo.
Yeah. Take me down to Kokomo. I don't know. It's in an old Elvis song. A lot of people thought it was a made-up town, but it's not.
I'll look into that later. I'm pretty sure I put a different name on it.
I didn't look. I didn't watch the subtitle bit. Even when you showed me, I'm sorry. I was watching fights. I cooked a delicious dinner and Dalton didn't eat any of it because he's an ungrateful cunt.
I spent 5 hours editing a video and Todd didn't watch it. So, who's the real asshole here? You decide. Comment down below. Who's the real asshole here?
Hey, wait. No, I did watch it.
And while you're doing that, subscribe. Also, like this video. Watch more of these videos. And,
Yeah. Just like it. Subscribe.
Try to gag on our dicks like that.
Fucking goddamn.
Thanks for the description.
It feels so rough to say out loud, doesn't it?
What?
Like and subscribe.
It really does. It's not that bad.
It's pretty much like wearing a sign that says, please like me.
As a professional promoter, it's not that bad.
And as a comedian, where my entire self-worth is getting people to like me off rip, it sucks.
I'm a businessman. I don't give a shit if you like me or not. No, I'm kidding. Please like me.
What? If not, I'ma fucking kill myself.
I'ma blow my brains out right here, right now. Oh, did I tell you the catchphrase for GBD Studios?
Was this the one I said in the car?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
No, we ended up not going with your idea. Me and Tyler came up with a better
one. Fuck you guys, too. I thought it was a good one. Let's
hear it. Were on to something. So, GBD. What do you think when you think GBD? What is it close to?
GHB.
GHP, right? So, I Googled imaged a picture of GHP bottle, stuck our logo on that, and guess what the saying is, or what it is.
You'll get addicted.
Yeah, you'll get addicted.
Which, that is like the edgiest 90s commercial thing I've ever seen.
Yep,
I laughed when I saw it.
That is why it's hilarious. It's corny. It fits us perfectly. It really does.
I liked mine, though. But
What was your idea?
Shut the front door, it's going back door.
Shut the front door, it's going back. You know what? We should start using that at the beginning of every episode. You know what? Do an intro. We'll
You're not going to cut it. It's just going to be 10 seconds of setup for me to look like a fucking retard.
No, go ahead.
You do this at least once a month.
Just try it out. Try it out mid-podcast. Try it out mid-podcast. I think this will go well.
Okay, so for the scene, this is pre-roll before everything, right?
Yes.
All right, well, you son of a bitch. Let me fucking lean up. And you're not going to cut any of this, so there's just going to be a bunch of me fucking awkwardly moving, looking ugly as shit because I ain't showered today. Episode 53, going back door. Shut the front door, it's going back door. You're welcome.
So what do we have on the list today, Todd?
Fuck, fine. Oh, I'm opening the phone. Oh, my phone died also before my set, which was fucking awesome.
Yep.
I didn't have any of my notes.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm a fool.
I asked you what's on the list, and I have the list right next to me. Yeah. I'm an asshole.
Just like the remote, I swear to God.
So,
Peter, yawn, lost.
You forgot one other thing on the list. Ooh. But anyways, we'll cover it later. Don't worry, I'll remember. Go ahead.
I thought we already talked about that.
No. There was something else that I noticed wasn't on the list that should be on the list.
Okay, Peter Yan lost. Third fight in a row. Rough. Lost a decision pretty handedly.
Got his ass kicked.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of. Dude sucks.
No.
He's fucking trash. Who are we talking about again?
Piotr Jan, he was the...
Oh, wait, yeah, he's actually really good.
Bantamweight champion of the UFC.
Yeah, I like the guy.
Lost to an illegal knee that he threw like a dumb fuck, and then proceeded to lose the fight to Aljo the second time, and then...
Dang, that's karma.
Who the fuck is calling... Oh, my God, it's Christian.
Go ahead, answer. That's fine.
You just want me to...
Okay. Put it on speaker.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Put it on speaker.
Recording a podcast with Dalton.
That's the rule. You got to put it on speaker when you get a call on the podcast.
One second. Okay, run that again.
Dalton. Yes?
Eat my asshole.
I'd love to anytime you want to, bud.
Dalton, I'm right here right now.
I'm waiting.
You drive your fucking fat ass down here and you eat my asshole.
All right. You stand in the middle of the nearest highway with your pants around your ankles, and I'll be there.
I'm already there. I'm already doing it. Come on.
All right. Sounds like I got a date for later, guys.
It sounds a lot like, Todd, you're sitting in a podcast with a big old fucking that would be on down here hanging out with me.
You're not wrong.
We could be all having the time of our life right now, but I'm sitting here drinking by myself. You're sitting there.
I mean, I'm
talking about dicks.
I'm the only one drinking.
Sounds like you're just sitting there drinking, talking about dicks with Dalton. So I'm, come on, drive your fucking happy ass down here.
Where's down here?
Tennessee.
Big 10-4 now, huh?
That's a big 10-4. No, what the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know, bro.
For your happy education, it's only a 4-hour drive to eat my ass.
4-hour drive?
Yeah, it's only a 4-hour drive to eat my ass.
Well, unfortunately for you, it's only a 20-minute drive for pussy, so...
Run.
Wait, Dalton's getting late. This is a going back door.
Yeah.
Female fucking pussy, or you want to eat some fucking male ass?
I think I'd rather have some pussy.
What are you, gay?
He's a bigot, bro. That's what he is.
Yeah, I'm homophobic.
You're a gay basher, Dalton.
I don't like the gay stuff, you know?
Fucking get him, letter people.
Yeah, gays are weird, bro.
It doesn't have to be overly gay. Like, it just being you and I cuddling for a couple hours, that's not really gay.
Just gay rednecking,
no,
bro.
That's bro shit. What are we talking about right now?
You just... Exactly. You so go ride some four-wheelers.
4 hours...
Bro shit, and then I push his shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'll pack a little fudge. It's fun.
Pack a little fudge, pinch a little rope. You know what I'm saying?
Todd, you little broke ass fucking bitch.
You're not wrong, yes?
You told me you gotta pay off some goddamn fucking parking tickets. Get your ass down here.
I wish it was just a parking ticket.
Wait, you got a ticket?
Yeah, I got a ticket.
In Indy?
Yeah, the last time.
It's a bunch of excuses.
That was my childhood best friend.
There's going to be a lot of beliefs in there. I want you to know that. Like, I'll bleep out that last part for you, too. Don't worry. I got you, bro.
We brought him shit from, like, two deployments back ago. Oh, God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
Ugh.
So is that a story you need to tell me post podcast?
I mean, fuck, we can go to the story now if you want to.
Does it need to be edited out?
Fucking dummy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so glad nobody ever fucking calls me. Shout out to my friends for always texting instead of calling.
Motherfucker.
That's not an open invite either, motherfuckers.
I was damn near blackout drunk. He's just like, you know what? I remember one time we went to a strip club, Tom. You remember?
Was it the time that you, me, and him went to it?
No, we went... Me and him went a time before that, like 2 or 3 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a weird time.
Did you guys go recently?
No. No.
You wouldn't lie to me on this, right, Todd?
No. Why would I have any reason to lie to you, Tom?
I mean, you're in court right now, and
on the court.
The evidence is not looking so good on you right now.
Good.
I'm preparing you for an argument later.
Good.
With somebody else. So
there's no evidence to be had.
What was
the courts ran by the Jews?
We're off the rails here, ladies and gents.
But yeah, no, he basically just wanted to call and chastise me for not coming to visit him in Tennessee.
Sound like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. What else is on this fucking list?
I have no idea.
So, one beer plus one coffee equals comedy genius? Fuck are you talking about with that?
I pounded a coffee on the way to Indy.
Uh-huh.
I had a singular beer before I got on stage. I was at the perfect amount of, like, caffeine anxiety where I thought I was going to throw up to where I thought I was about to throw up, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it seemed to work out well, so we're just going to probably keep doing that till the end of time.
Till Todd pukes on stage.
Yep.
So if you ever want to, if you have a weak gag system, don't go see Todd.
Or do. It could be fun. We can all be in it together.
We could all puke together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Can't wait to record that shit show.
Beer and coffee together is a primo combo in your tummy. If you never had it, brother. No, I'm just kidding. Do not do that.
That
it
sounds awful.
It leads to horrific shits.
That's awful.
I shit twice before I got on stage.
Wow.
And they were both disgusting.
I said bear. I meant beer. Jesus Christ.
Wrestling is gay.
Yeah, we're skipping over that one. Hogan's sex tape and why Todd wants to beat off to it. Okay. Todd, what's your fascination with Hulk Hogan and his little racist swong?
I didn't know he had a sex tape, and I also didn't know there was racism stuff involved with him.
Yes, there was.
I...
Todd was today old when he found out Hulk Hogan is a piece of shit. He's... Was your whole childhood ruined after that?
No, because I never gave a shit about Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, you didn't give a fuck about Hulk Hogan?
No.
Neither did I.
But he called his daughter's boyfriend the N-word. That is the craziest, most disrespectful shit I have ever heard in my entire fucking life.
In Hulk Hogan's defense. We've all said some things we've regretted. All right.
There's always mistakes in crime and passion, Jimbo.
We both have sisters, you know, and sometimes you don't like your sister's boyfriend, you know? But I've never once thought about calling my sister's boyfriend a racial slur. So...
You're lying.
Not a racial slur, but maybe like a homophobic slur. She's dated some pretty twinkie dudes.
Well, speaking of that, we might want to... There was one of those that got flown our way.
Yeah. I definitely caught that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was also another word that was thrown in there, too, I heard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely have to make sure I edit that shit.
Please, God. Oh, boy. Please.
God damn. Jesus Christ.
Ugh.
Who knew Christian would give us one-way tickets to Cancel Island? Shit.
We thought we were safe not having Mike on the podcast. We were gonna avoid all controversy, all wildness.
I miss Mike all of a sudden. God damn.
And then we get an F-bomb in the N-word.
We'll put one right up here. One right up here for old time's sake.
Just fuck.
Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck me.
So no more answering the phone during the podcast.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly fucking not.
I did not expect it to go that well.
I did not expect it to go there either, but goddamn it did.
Yeah, usually like Jesus a 9 o'clock Christ. Call, I figure there's going to be something emotional or something happened, but nope. Just drunk one to be a dickhead.
Jesus Christ. Fuck. Oh my God. What were we talking about before that?
We were talking about Piotr Jan.
No. We're over that. We're past that. Okay. Hulk Hogan's sex tape.
Oh, apparently he said the N-word during the sex tape too, and I thought that was equally as funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Because saying the N-word isn't funny, but there is. There is a funniest of it, you know?
There's a funniest of everything, if you really think about it.
Right. Right?
What's the funniest school shooters?
One where they went to the furry classroom, like, first round.
For funniest child molester? Michael Jackson. Hey there, little boys and girls.
What about Crystal Leo?
No, that's just a predator.
He's a groomer. Yeah, you're right. He's a groomer.
Yeah. He looks like he would groom dogs, though, if we're being honest.
He looks like a guy who does, like, actively does meth.
When he says he doesn't do drugs, bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
There's almost no way.
No fucking way in hell.
You don't get those crazy guy neck veins like a fucking gutted turkey without doing a little blow, you know?
Yeah, he's done cocaine and cocaine accessories. Let's be honest.
Cocaine and cocaine accessories is one hell of a drug, am I right?
Leave the real straight edge motherfuckers, okay? I mean, they all suck, but that's beside the point.
I've never met a one straight edge dude. I was just like, yeah, that's pretty cool. You're a cool guy.
The only straight edge people I can stand are all wrestlers.
And even then, are they actually straight edge or is it just a lie?
I think they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's not make-believe in their little make-believe tights and their little make-believe fights?
No, like, I think Kenny Omega probably doesn't do drugs. He doesn't even drink. Yeah.
Pole is his drug.
No, his I think he just, like, is so focused about, like, being in best shape, and that's why he's one of the
for
best
dudes.
Wrestlers. I don't appreciate your being very insulting to Kenny Omega, one of the greatest wrestlers I've ever seen in my entire life.
Do you know why he's called Omega?
Why? Why?
I can't say it, but you know what I want to say, you bitch.
Go ahead. It won't get edited.
Omega faggot!
There it is, and that's not going to get edited.
Okay.
Yep, that's fine. That's.
Oh, fuck.
That's my revenge for you making me wear that helmet. Fuck you. You flaming. You can fill in the blanks on that one. I'll just cut what you said earlier and fill it in there for me.
Is this going to be my voice?
Yeah.
Like the Remy said, Remy speak, fuck!
Yeah. I'm gonna mark it everywhere all over this episode. It's just gonna be you saying that word repeatedly. And then I'm gonna send it to Crackers. I'm going completely
nuclear. I'm allowed to say that.
You can?
I'm allowed to say faggot on stage, yeah.
That one's not gonna get it either.
You got me.
Oh, God.
He got me. He actually got me that time.
Yes, I did.
But yes, no, you can say anything you want on stage, just not fuck. You're not allowed to
what
say fuck.
What other words can you say on stage? Can you say, like, I don't know.
Another word that was cut earlier today?
What's the racial slur?
You know all the racial slurs. Don't act like you don't.
Oh, but there's one I'm thinking of specifically. It's for black people. What is that racial slur that you love to use off podcast all the time?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Especially when you're talking about Mike. What is that word?
Don't I believe? Actually, the last person I have heard say that word?
Yeah.
Off podcast, yeah. Between the two of us, was you.
I know. I've never said it in my life.
You screamed it on the way home from Indy.
Scream is an exaggeration. I never have said the word. I've said words similar to it.
Niagara.
Like Niagara Falls, yeah.
That country in Africa, Niger.
That's too close. Let's be real. Yeah, you might as well have just came out and said it there, you racist piece of shit. Jesus Christ.
Yep, that's right. Send him back to Jim Crow. 3/5 was too much.
That's not getting edited either.
Good.
And I'm just going to send this to...
I hope someone...
I'm going to send this to every black person we know.
I hope someone DMs me and is like, is this because I'm black? And I can respond, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what? In the spirit of this, we're going to get an opinion from somebody that might know what they're talking about.
Who are we calling? We're done calling people on the podcast.
No, you started this by answering your phone on the podcast.
Okay. Well, fuck me for... Yeah, actually, just fuck me for that. Yeah.
My phone's not working currently. This is great.
This is awesome. Welcome to GBD Studios.
It's in a froze state. This is cool.
The type of professional quality you can come to expect from us in the future, ladies and gentlemen, is this shit right here.
I'm going to kill myself. Fuck. Live on the podcast.
15th reason why right here.
There's about to be 17 reasons why I'm going to kill us both. So, and two of them were the words that were said earlier. So that's nice. Did you like that one? Glad you liked that one.
It was a good bit.
You know what else was a good bit? Your mother last night, Trebek.
What?
That's right, Trebek. I fucked your mother last night, Trebek.
What are you saying at the end?
Trebek.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Have you not seen that SNL skit?
No, I don't watch SNL because I actually like comedy, you faggot.
It's like an old SNL skit when it was actually funny. You know, you just said it again, didn't you? You fucking idiot. I'm going to look at you like an ashamed.
I'm sorry, internet.
You stupid fucking son of a bitch. God damn it.
I think about fucking guys, so it's okay.
God damn it. Listen here, you stupid.
Hey, I'm allowed to say it, though. I should be.
You know what? He is half gay, so it's fine. I mean, look at the way he dresses.
I look homeless as shit today. You definitely dressed better than I did today, and this is like the first time this has ever happened.
And all I'm wearing is a chain and a Snoop Dogg t-shirt, so.
Big C's. Gang signs! Get him!
I don't know what I'm doing here with my hand. Is this how you do it?
Wait, you got it.
Is this the thing?
Bro, you better be scared. I'm repping the sets.
Is this, am I doing it right yet? Is this it?
You just gotta jam your fingers together like you're doing Naruto gang hand signs and just be like, that's the set, cuz.
Is this it?
Yeah.
That's all gonna have to get cut. No, I'm kidding. Fuck that. I'm not cutting anything. Nothing's getting edited. You're gonna hear every word. I give up. It's gonna get edited. Don't worry. just
slides everything off. No, we can't let this
get
out.
Wait a minute.
Who are you calling still?
Oh yeah, that's what I was doing. Holy shit.
You were trying to get a black person's opinion. Jesus, you're probably not even gonna call a black person, which is the funniest thing.
I about called somebody from work. That would have been bad.
Just like, hey, how do you think black people would feel about this? Just like your boss.
I don't know if I still have their number. Oh, I do. I don't know if it's the same number. Do you think that's the same number?
Shit, I have no idea.
One way to find out.
Why are you handing this to me? Why are you just calling him? When's the last time you spoke to him?
I don't remember. It's been a while.
That's just an awkward. This is a bad idea. That's an awkward pop-up question. Just, hey, how do black people feel about this? We haven't talked in 8 months.
Here, I got a better idea.
Why do I have hard eyes?
No, it's a chicken head. Because you're a chicken head, motherfucker.
Well.
I don't know what I'm doing right now.
You're just tizzying out over here.
It's been a long week, man.
I fucking feel it, dude.
Shit. Got a little too fucking intoxicated Thursday night.
Dalton got way too fucking high for the first time ever in my presence, and I almost murdered him and Michael both.
It was bad. It was bad.
Can we stop somewhere? I'm hungry.
I didn't say it like that. It was just
no,
like,
you both did for like the full 30 minutes from the second we left the club. It was, I'm hungry. Can we stop?
From my perspective, it was more like, hey, man, do you think by chance we could stop somewhere and get food?
Except it doesn't come off that way when you ask every minute 30 seconds.
Yeah, but we were also high as shit, so it was like, oh, I feel like it's been 2 hours. I'll ask again.
5 hours of driving doesn't get any shorter with these two. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. And then last night I might have done a little bit more.
God. Dalton's going crazy with the edibles. He's turning into Joey Diaz.
It's fine. Everything's fine. We got it worked out.
Just start calling everyone cocksucker and start talking with your throat.
Listen here, cocksucker. You got it. That's how. This is going to be the voice I use on stage, cocksucker. Listen here.
You sound exactly like a Jewish lady I would let slurp on me.
Gog, 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 motherfucker.
No,
you gotta get these big titties in your mouth, cocksucker. These big Jewish titties right in your fucking mouth, cocksucker.
It's like a motorboat with two flat tires, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, cocksucker, meet my little friend, cocksucker. That's right, trans woman, bitch. So, who all has seen your set besides people that were there? Have you shown it to anybody?
No.
My mom may or may not have seen it.
We gotta kill her.
Because I kind of had to call in backup for the subtitles.
We gotta fucking kill her.
Because I was having a fucking meltdown.
Bro, we gotta kill your mom.
Trying to like.
We can't let this get out. We gotta kill your mom.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I had to ask her some like really dumb shit. So,
I sent an email to the same email address 3 separate times because I couldn't figure out how to spell the word entertainment.
E N T I M E N T, right?
Nope. Already fucked up.
I?
Nope.
Is it an I?
Nope. No, it's E N T E R T I E N T M N T.
You know what? Words are retarded.
Right?
We don't need spelling.
It took way too long.
Nope.
Hour and a half of work.
Fuck yep. Fuck English.
Yeah, let's just start speaking German.
We're all going to have to learn Mandarin at some point. So we might as well learn it now.
I mean, Mandarin or Cantonese? Probably, yeah.
I'm going to start learning Japanese.
Good. It's going to be completely useless in about 10 years.
Oh, I'm going to move.
Because their female population's dwindling.
Their female population is?
Yeah.
I'll go over there and help them bump up some numbers.
So you're just going to be fucking dudes?
No.
How is you moving there going to up the amount of
I'm females? A scientist. You didn't know this. I'm a scientist. I'm going to improve their numbers.
Okay. Are you going to do the same in India and China where close to the same
India,
things happening.
India, sure, but China, fuck them.
Well, yeah, let's just nuke China. What are we even doing?
We just burn them to the ground, you know?
Just get the cool homies out and then just nuke fucking China, bro.
You know what? Fuck the cool homies. What cool homies are in China?
Dwight Howard.
Fuck him.
He's on the
fuck
Taiwan
him
Tigers.
25,000 kids.
He almost has an entire army of children.
To quote Brock Lesnar, I could give a shit about your kids. Okay, bro. Okay, Dwight. So.
Fuck them kids, bro.
Fuck them kids. Fuck. Sylvester Stallone and.
Oi, why are you out of the same fucking me?
Hey,
you do that impression pretty shitty. Mine's not any better. Adrian!
yeah, it was shit. That was shit.
Adrian!
Let me think about this. I think you gotta talk a little retarded, but you also gotta have it. You gotta have it a little gruff. You know what I'm saying? When times get hard, you gotta be ready. Am I nailing this yet, or is this just not working out? Hi, I'm Sylvester Stallone. Check out the new Creed movie. Is this you're giving a face like this ain't working out.
This is it. That's the one.
Is this my worst impression of anybody ever?
That's I don't think so. I think that's the one, buddy. I think that's your best. That's
you think I knocked it out of the park?
You peaked right there.
I peaked there?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I am the Dan Soder of this podcast.
Your comedy career peaked right there.
Holy shit.
I fucking love Dan Soder.
I do too.
Funny.
Hey, since he's off the bonfire, you think we can get him on here?
Fuck yeah.
Hey,
why is he off bonfire?
His contract expired and he just didn't want to resign, so Robert Kelly signed on to do Bonfire with Big J. So.
I fucking love Robert.
Which I, you know what, I like Robert Kelly.
I like
Kelly.
Both of them.
I like Robert Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, I prefer Soder just because of the hilarious voices he does.
I like the dickhead energy of Robert Kelly.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah. That'll be nice with Big J. I feel like the chemistry will be sick.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're both funny guys. But yeah. There's some other voices I can do. You know? I got the, hello, I'm Rudy Gobert. I got that one down. I got the Rudy Gobert voice down.
You moaned for like an hour straight on the way home.
Did I really?
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
Was it sexual moans or was it like,
It was,
Oh, that was me trying to sleep.
And you were just like,
I was not there at all.
You were rumbling yourself to sleep. It was hilarious.
Yeah. My bad, dude.
Fuck you, Lucky.
Anyways, did you see the Bears trade the number one pick?
I did for like three other picks, right?
Four. They got 2 firsts, 2 seconds.
Nice, but they were
and
very late.
And the receiver. They got DJ Moore. Who's supposed to be pretty good.
Obviously not.
Years old.
Not that good.
Not upset about it.
Obviously he's not that good. They got 4 things and him for one draft.
The number one overall pick.
Okay. All right. Yep. So. Yeah.
They move down to 9. They get a receiver. Hey,
yo, hey, yo, hey.
Okay, now. All right, sorry we had technical difficulties. The fucking laptop. That was disgusting. My apologies. God damn it.
Anyway,
I
believe
myself.
This has been probably one of the most hectic episodes we have had ever. I did not have a good time.
You didn't have a good time?
I did not have
a great time.
I did not have a good time.
I had a great time.
It's
the most supportive friend ever. I had a great time.
Yeah. This has been episode 53 of Going Back Door. Stay posted for stand-up clips. Come check out the website. We're going to be working on more content there. We still, once it actually gets warm, we need to start recording more shit outside. Like the other shit we were working on.
No, the sketches and stuff. Yeah, we really need to get our heads out of our asses and do that shit.
Yeah, I just don't want to do it when it's fucking cold, dog.
Yeah, it's miserably cold. I'll have 3-day work weekend, or 3-day weekends, so... In the summer, so
nice.
Come after May, so
nice. I'm always coming in May.
I am usually coming in girls not named May, so that's fine.
I've never met a woman named May.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, episode 53. Follow me on Instagram, FuckToddGBD. I also got a fucking Twitter I don't use. Suck my dick.
Real D Todd. The Real D Todd, GBD, Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. I am so pissed that fucking happened. Dear God, that's going to bug me for the rest of the fucking night.
I hope it works well. Anyway, if anyone's still here with us, we do appreciate you. We do love you.
Suck my dick.
Suck my fucking dick from the back, you stupid fucking slut. You're a dumb bitch. fuck you and your fucking mom, bro. I swear to God, I'll fucking nut on your face, wipe it across your forehead, call you Simba, and treat you like you my stepson. Okay, that's all I got. That's the... Oh, we're gonna wait for him to put out his Bernie. You know what? I'm just gonna...
Nope, don't do that. Don't do that.
All right.
We learned from that mistake once. Anyways...
I thought we were done.
Love you guys.
This will be...
Beat the fuck out of her in the middle of an interstate, and I'm gonna sacrifice her to the truck guy with a hammer and throw her out in front of a fucking semi. I swear to fucking God.
The truck guy with a hammer, let's go.
Wow.
That got really aggressive. Really, dude. I was trying to get it on. That was fucking wild. I don't want to see this happen. I'm recording this shit. When it happens, I'm recording.
You're gonna get us on domestic violence video?
Oh, fuck yeah, it's gonna go on WorldStar, bro. Goingbackdoor.com. Watch the shit.
I'm definitely talking about
fuck y'all, though.
Screaming at you on the fucking wall.
Oh. Wally was a visionary. Wally was a visionary, apparently. He was like the fucking robotic Hitler.
My hero.
Wait, no. Think about it.
So you read Mein Kampf, right?
Oh yeah, I definitely read it.
Yeah.
Cloverdale. Gay little Satans.
I thought that's all I'm
gonna go. Walt Disney, aka fucking Adolf Hitler, just so y'all know. For real, it makes sense. Was it not? Would that theory not
I guess, yeah.
Todd.
What?
Fucked up theory. Walt Disney is actually Hitler reincarnated. Or wait, Walt, other way around.
Walt Disney was alive at the same time as
Hitler. Yeah. Fuck!
They were friends.
But you think they're not...
You know a lot about Hitler.
I didn't know that.
Yes, part. I do.
Why do you know so much about Hitler, Todd?
World War II is very interesting.
Yes, it is.
World War II is very interesting. Is there any other reasons? I don't know, like family or...
Well, so much shit got flipped over in World War II.
The British used slaves in World War II to dig tunnels to overthrow a German occupation of some trenches.
So that's what your family did back then?
With a massive fuck ton of explosives, and I'm just saying. And everyone's mad at us for racism, I'm just saying.
So Todd's
how's that healthcare, you blimey bitches?
Really not that good.
Exactly. I see autistic guy in comic show. When the guy's just like, I fucking broke my goddamn arm today. And Mike's just like, wow.
Get that out of my face. But no, I just have the autistic one-liners that are fucking either hilarious or just like...
When I get really drunk, I realize I look more of a target. Like, I start doing one of these.
What's up?
What are you going to talk about?
You got 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to introduce myself as Al Smith. I have my alias. My alias.
Is Smith even your last name?
No.
Maybe.
Everything I know is a lie.
So then I'm just going to shit the bed and hope for the best.
Okay.
I'm going to try to be really animated.
You got this.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Got this. We forgot to do this with Todd, but he's not here. He's not here right now. No, fuck him. I like it right in the street.
No, I want him to be shook.
He was quick. He was too quick to go in there. This is his fault.
We're sitting front row, baby. Crackers. Come get it.
Can I zoom in? Can I zoom in? I can't zoom in while I'm recording. That's cool. I just turned the focus up. Wow. That looked like shit. That just looked like you were making out with the camera. That was disgusting. I'm gonna see that in my nightmares.
Good.
I found $5 on the street just now. So
it's already gotten lucky.
$5 make a holla.
Woohoo.
So I guess you could say I got paid today, which makes me a professional comedian. So
you lost $13. What are you talking about? Oh wait, you didn't.
Arbitrary Artwork for giving me that shout out, because all these people here from Illinois, I know them too, and not a single one of them said they were here for me, so I know who my real friends are. Artwork, I'm gonna get your number when we leave.
Hi, Robert. Hello, how's it going, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, I appreciate that, Brad. Okay, so one thing that was bothering me, I couldn't think of the name. What's the little Disney movie with the little mermaid boys in Italy? Anyone know?
Luca.
Thank you. Was that you, sir?
Yes.
You're an angel. Thank you. Okay, it's good to see one of those kids grow up with a heroin addiction. We got to see him tonight.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how'd you do?
I feel like I did all right.
You did all right. I'm in the way. Here we go.
How do you think I did?
You did good.
Yeah, thank you.
You did good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You did good.
Yeah.
You know, I really carried the load in there.
Did you? Yeah.
I hand cramped halfway through.
Oh yeah, he was beating off halfway through the set.
Yeah, yeah.
That camera started shaking and whatnot. I looked over and he's just sitting there beating his meat, fucking like you owed him money or some shit.
Well, it was a little bit of both. I got a little excited.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, he got excited. He beat that meat like he owed you money.
Yeah. Well, it helped if Mike started helping.
Right.
Well, get that stranger
really,
in there.
Mike's got really soft hands.
He's got the grip too.
He's got the
endurance like none other.
Yeah. Forearms never cramp.
Forearms for days.
Goddamn right.
Mike story.
Beating off muscles, baby. Fuck, get your own. Do your gym shit.
Can we get Todd to take his shirt off right now? Todd, take your shirt off.
Don't do that.
What?
All three of them. All
right, his mother's leaving now.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Todd's mom.
Oh, this is the lovely Indian restaurant. They're still open.
Are they?
But yeah, no, I just fucking murdered with no notes, no set. Went up there and fucking decimated.
I just realized you dressed like Tupac Shakur. So.
Yeah, it was basically Hiroshima and Nagasaki round two, bro.
Or The Rock if you had the fanny pack. Damn, we should have got you a fanny pack.
I need a leather fanny pack.
You need a leather fanny pack.
Okay, should we start moving, boys?
Where are we going?
Alex, you fucking did so good, buddy.
Yeah,
you killed
great.
It.
I did the old ball gazer as well.
It's pretty good. I ate there once.
Oh,
fuck
up.
Yeah, we're
can't
poor.
Can't afford it.
Yeah, we're poor. Yeah, sorry. Oh shit. My bad, man.
Alright, we ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's wait, are we taking?
What are we doing?
Are we skedaddling?
We're good? Are we skedaddling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's bump ski skedaddle.